USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump continues to tout the U.S. economy, but he may have something up his sleeve. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
While rejecting predictions of a coming recession, President Trump did tell reporters he's considering another tax cut for America's middle class.
Payroll tax is something that we think about, and a lot of people would like to see that, and that very much affects the workers of our country.
The president making the comments while meeting with his Romanian counterpart at the White House on Tuesday. His words come a day after the White House denied that President Trump was considering a payroll tax cut. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president also says he wants to see big interest rates cut by the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
An Australian court has upheld convictions against Cardinal George Pell, the most senior Catholic to be found guilty of child sex abuse. The BBC's Phil Mercer in Melbourne.
It began at 9:30 local time, and within 5 minutes we've had a decision, and the court has dismissed George Pell's appeal, and George Pell will be returning to prison to continue his six-year prison sentence for abusing two choir boys in a cathedral here in Melbourne.
The Los Angeles Opera is moving forward with a sexual misconduct investigation into an opera legend. The opera has chosen to open the investigation after many complaints about opera star Placido Domingo. He's the company's general director. Last week, reports surfaced detailing multiple accusations against the 78-year-old Domingo. He's denied the allegations, calling them troubling and, as presented, inaccurate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Activists are calling on Juul to halt the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, saying it encourages young people to vape. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Outside Juul's headquarters in New York City, Councilman Mark Levine, he's a Democrat, leads a rally and says something needs to be done to keep our kids safe.
We need to protect the children of the city and beyond. And we can do that by keeping these flavors out of their hands.
Now, the CDC is investigating 94 cases of children and adults who have suffered pulmonary disease, possibly linked to vaping. 12 of those cases are in New York, while 9 are in New Jersey. Meanwhile, Dr. Janetta Nishwawa tells Fox News, we really don't know the effects of vaping on anyone.
That's why we have to take precautions, because we're still studying and still learning and still researching the effects of inhaling these chemicals, these toxins, and how they affect our bodies, and especially how they're affecting children. We see so many young teenagers and kids that are hospitalized on ventilators in the ICU.
Two Hong Kong policemen were arrested on suspicion of assault after a video showed them allegedly beating a 62-year-old man who was strapped to a gurney in a hospital. The man was in the hospital for drunken behavior, and it had nothing to do with the recent protests, which drew 1.7 million to the streets over the weekend. The police department vowed to be impartial during the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.